Crosby.
It is 12 to 6. Well, with New Zealand's increasing population, an extra 25 to 35,000 homes need to be built annually for the next 20 years, according to the New Zealand Initiative. Their new housing crisis report is pretty stark, and these estimates are with zero net migration and excluding our current deficit. Well, joining us now is report author from the New Zealand Initiative, Leonard Hong. Good morning to you.
Morning, Kay. How are you?
So an average, I'm good, thank you. An average of 30,000 homes a year need to be built. For comparison, just 21,000 houses have been built over the last 20 years.
Yep.
That's, I mean, how on earth, so how achievable is this?
Well, at the moment, the housing crisis has been going on for a long, long time, right? I mean, I'm a Gen Z person, and this is just an absolute national tragedy. And we said the housing crisis was bad 7 years ago. And the point of my report is to highlight the fact that, look, as the population ages and as the median age goes up, we need to build far more than we expect.
Well, how on earth do you begin to start getting 30,000 more houses by the end of the year if our current average is 1,000?
Well, I mean, to give the current government some credit, I mean, under former Minister Housing Minister Phil Twyford, the changes to National Policy Statement on Urban Development and also the changes to the Infrastructure Funding and Finance Act has made it a lot easier for councils to bear the costs. And that's why the numbers are the highest that we haven't seen in 46 years.
Right. What do you make of government schemes like KiwiBuild? You know, where did it go so wrong? Was it the right scheme to begin with?
No, I don't think it was the right scheme to begin with. I think the number of state houses has gone up, and they take a lot of credit for that. But I think the most important thing, Kate, is to highlight the fact that, look, we need to incentivize developers to build more dwellings. And in proportion to population, we're not building enough. According to Stats New Zealand, if you look at the dwelling per 1,000 people in the 1970s, it was 13.2, and now it's just half of that at 7.6 today in 2020.
How do we even construct, though, at that level and pace?
Well, at the moment, we've been hiring a number of construction workers and engineers and people locally on the ground. I mean, we've had COVID-19 last year, right? So I think we need to get more skilled people from overseas available for the next few years once the border opens. I think that's one solution. But my paper is to highlight the fact that, look, we're not building enough. It doesn't matter what demographic scenario that we have in the next 20 years, is that we need to build at least 20,000 for the next, even with net zero migration.
Do you think this report will be a way wake-up call for government?
Well, it's not just a wake-up call for government, it's a wake-up call for New Zealand. I mean, I'm trying to be a first-time buyer for the next few years, and at this rate, I'm probably not going to be able to buy anything. Maybe 2 million on average, perhaps, the average prices.
You might have to build your own, Leonard, literally, with your own hammer. Do it yourself at this point. Leonard, thank you very much for being with us this morning. Leonard Hong, the author of the New Zealand Initiative Report, saying we drastically need to increase how many houses we're building. On the